USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden spoke in Brussels about the conversation he had with Chinese President Xi Jinping. What would happen should he decide to help the Russians?
I had a very straightforward conversation with both. She made it clear to him. I made no threats, but I made it clear to him to make sure he understood the consequences of him helping Russia. But I pointed out the number of American and foreign corporations that left Russia as a consequence of their barbaric behavior. I knew how much he about his interest making sure he had economic relations and economic growth with Europe and the United States, and indicated that he'd be putting himself at significant jeopardy.
Senate Judiciary Committee has adjourned after 4 days of Supreme Court nomination hearings for Judge Jackson, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer confirmed that her nomination is still on track for final consideration in the Senate before Easter. This is USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Pope Francis criticized increased defense spending by Western nations following Russia's invasion of Ukraine as madness and said a new way must be found to balance world power. Speaking to a coalition of women's groups, the Pope said the conflict in Ukraine was a product of the old logic of power that still dominates so-called geopolitics. The real response was not more weapons and more sanctions. He said he was embarrassed when he read that a group of states have committed to spending over 2% of GDP in acquiring weapons in response to what is happening now. A 13-year-old Florida boy who fled a children's home with a teenage girl and fired on police deputies during a shootout has pled no contest to attempted murder. The boy entered the plea in juvenile court and was sentenced to maximum risk commitment programs where he will spend about 3 years. Then he will be on conditional release, the juvenile equivalent of probation. Deputy Don Maxwell, who hid behind a tree as he was fired upon, told the boy during the hearing that he forgives him. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Big changes are in store for the National Invitational Basketball Tournament.
Madison Square Garden will not host the NIT College Basketball Semifinals and Championship game for the next 2 years. That college basketball tradition dates back to 1938. The change of venue for the 2023-2024 tournaments are available for bid, with potential locations ranging from Las Vegas, Nevada, to historic arenas like Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana. Nothing has been determined beyond 2024. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The cost of rent is hitting a record high across the country. A report from Realtor.com says the average rent in the U.S. in February was about $1,700 a month, up 17% from a year ago. Cities dealing with the largest increases of 23% or more include Miami, San Diego, Phoenix, and Austin. Poland has ordered the expulsion of 45 Russians whom the government identifies as intelligence officers using their diplomatic status as cover to operate inside the country. Poland's internal security agency said it's asked for the foreign ministry to urgently remove the Russians who are described as a danger to Poland's security from the country. They haven't given a specific reason for why the alleged spies are being expelled, but suggested that they pose an extremely grave threat at a time that Poland is accepting large numbers of refugees from Ukraine. And the NCAA Sweet 16 starts again tonight for the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.